All right, so for our last speaker, that sounds, I don't want to say last speaker, for our final speaker, never, is Dave Myers. Dave Myers is a part-time animator and a full-time saunterer, relatively new to Viroqua. The title of Dave's story is Truth or Darien.
Okay, so in the summer of 2003, I read a book about anarcho-primitivism, which basically takes the concept of a paleo diet and applies it to all aspects of society. Because obviously we were all way better off when everyone was a cave person. It's an extreme take for sure. But at that moment in my life, it seemed like the solution to all of the world's problems. I had been living in Los Angeles for 6 years at that point, and I was no longer even pretending to be an actor. I was working in a high-rise right next to Universal Studios, and every day I could look out my window and watch people ride roller coasters. But the day after I read the caveman book, I started to hyperventilate. I'm so high up in the air, I'm surrounded by glass and metal and technology. I race out of my office. I run down 10 floors out into this little green area that had been made so that you could sit and relax in nature. And it was right next to the 101 freeway, though, so the amount of relaxation you had was had an upper limit. But I sat there, and I took a deep breath of exhaust, and made the momentous decision that it was time to go, to give it all up, and go somewhere else. And that evening, I convinced my girlfriend Amelia to join me, and together we both sold our cars for a total of $10,000. Now, initially, I pitched the idea that we should go to the Mosquito Coast of Honduras, where the indigenous people there sometimes welcomed Westerners to live and learn amongst their tribes. They lived deep in the jungle, and it took a solid week of rigorous travel just to meet your first guide. I mean, talk about anarcho-primitive, right? But you had to speak fluent Spanish to even attempt this, and to be honest, it was a little intimidating. We needed something more our speed. So, in November, we loaded up our backpacks, and we went to Cancun. To a fabulous, all-inclusive resort where we learned about tequila and why the beaches are so white in that region. Actually, the resort was a generous gift from Amelia's parents, probably to demonstrate the contrast between how sensible people vacationed and the return to the jungle, chaos reigns plan that I had in mind. And yet, after our stay was up, we boarded an old school bus heading south, and that night we rented a mosquito-filled hut right on the beach. And the next day we bought a mosquito net. We were young. We had no time limits, except for the ticking sound that came from our bank account. We bounced from one interesting thing to another as we slowly headed south. Mayan ruins, jaguars in the rainforest, exotic fruit by the bushel. We hunkered down on an island during a small hurricane. We climbed dormant volcanoes and we jumped off of very, very high waterfalls. After 4 months, we arrived in Panama on a large island called Bastimentos. Now, Bastimentos is Spanish for supplies, and Columbus actually named it that because he stopped there and found some wood and food and water and things like that. What did we find there? A vegetarian restaurant owned by Flamenco Pete. Amelia loved this because she was a vegetarian and she was getting pretty tired of eating just beans and rice. Flamenco Pete told us that he was from Seattle, and I'm pretty sure that he was on the run from the law. But my intuition said, don't ask any questions. He fried us donuts every morning, but we never saw him dance. Our hostel was built out over the water on a long dock, and when we first arrived there, the owner pointed at the water and cautioned us not to swim.
Crocodiles?
I asked. And she shook her head and then demonstrated how the toilet would flush directly into the water below and then said, no swim. Now, my traveler's diet consisted primarily of fried chicken and rum. But as I said, Amelia was a vegetarian, and she had been cautious enough to avoid getting sick until she fell sway to Flamenco Pete's charms. She devoured one of his fresh garden salads, and then that night was laid up with the symptoms of something devouring her inside. Everything that she consumed after that erupted again with passion. Now, a little geography aside, just like people have a highway from their mouth all the way to their southern exit port, the Americas have the Pan-American Highway that goes all the way from the northern tip of Alaska to the southern tip of Argentina, except right between Panama and Colombia, there's a 60-mile swath of extreme terrain called the Darien Gap. No one's figured out how to put a road through there. It's just too difficult and dangerous. And yet, so enticing. Amelia and I had spent half of our $10,000 getting to Panama, and now we were on the doorstep of South America with the Darien Gap as our welcome mat. The question before us was, after Amelia recuperates, do we continue on into the danger zone? Now, when we hear the word symbiotic, we usually think it means that two things are good for each other. But symbiotic is actually an umbrella term for all the ways that organisms interact with each other. If two organisms are both beneficial to each other, it's called mutualism. I give a restaurant money, the restaurant gives me food, a mutual relationship. If an organism is benefits and the other organism is like, not really helping me, but that's cool. It's called commensalism, and it's like hanging out with a famous person. Now, there are six types of interactions, but the one that we're all most familiar with is when one organism benefits and the other one is worse off, and that's parasitism. And the hideous little worms in Amelia's guts were having a fiesta. And now poor Amelia was a tourist only to Toilet Town, which fortunately for her had a view of the Caribbean Sea. But she wasn't very impressed by that anymore. The fact is, getting rid of a parasite is no easy task, and you're pretty worn out once you do, so more danger was not on our menu. We decided to turn back and get Amelia the treatment that she needed. So we rented a one-room apartment in Amelia's hometown, and we scrounged around for some furniture. And while she recovered, I did the American spring ritual of doing taxes. And lo and behold, my tax bill was $5,000, the same amount that we had left over to help us rejoin Western society. I called an accountant, confident that I had made a mistake, and I had. He explained that I had failed to put aside enough money to pay my taxes. So, after I explained to Amelia that our some money was now no money, she rolled over and went to sleep, and I began to reflect on all the thoughts and all of the decisions that had brought me to that moment, all of the small worlds that I had traversed. And I looked at Amelia's sleeping form and wondered, how had I ended up sitting in the bottom of this pit, broke, with nowhere left to go? And I realized that I had been just as much of a parasite as Amelia's party of worms. A moment of self-reflection had revealed that I was heartily being an entitled little shit. When I was confronted by the great imbalance in Los Angeles, my response was to take all of my money and go on a 4-month hammock tour. I had had an anxiety attack and had definitely chosen the flight option in the fight or flight coin toss. Now that all the money was gone, only the great imbalance remained, as if I had stashed it in the bottom of my backpack. In that tiny room, I had a moment of initiation. I understood that if I only take, then there's no way I can not become a parasite. I don't know if I said that right, but. The point being that I couldn't continue taking. I had to do something more. So nowadays, I don't agree with the anarcho-primitivists. I don't think that cavemen have it all figured out, and they live the best lives ever. I mean, they'd never even tasted beer or pizza or anything like that. But in one of the oldest languages that we know, the Proto-Indo-European language, they have this, the word for give and take is the same word. It sounds like this, gab. For them, give and take meant it was the same thing. We give, we receive. It's a yin and a yang that I've tried to maintain for myself ever since. Thanks for listening.